the tool itself had become ineffective for us.
NARDN President Marcia Joy Sullivan tells WBFO News the newly named Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, Rebecca Reeder, who was NARDN's high school principal, has been leading the charge to stop the region's testing.
It really has to do with looking at our use of the region's exams as an assessment of our program, and the fact that for quite a few years now, we know that our students have really gone well beyond the content that the region's exam really focused on.
Sullivan says they're now ready to charge forward. Beginning next school year, the Regents will no longer be offered to incoming first and second year students.
It had become an obstacle to growth, both student and faculty growth in our high school, as opposed to a beneficial tool.
Several other private schools, Canisius, Nichols, Park, and Gao, do not offer Regents. Next year, NARDN juniors, the class of 2019, will still be required to take Regents Common Core testing in English, social studies, and math to earn their Regents diploma. But by the 2018-19 school year, there will be no Regents testing at the high school.
We will no longer use them, and we'll sort of unshackle, if you will, our faculty to be able to expand on the pace of presentation of content.
Sullivan says removing the Regents for the high school students will allow for more project-based learning in the classrooms. The school issued a letter late last week to parents and students explaining their decision.
There was near applause, I would say. All our comments back were supportive. So, you know, you do something like this and you want to be sure you're messaging it as clear as possible that it's a real exciting opportunity. And it seems to have resonated with our folks.
Sullivan tells us by removing the Regents for high school students, it will allow for more project-based learning in their classrooms. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.